With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call.
It's 106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Good morning. It's the wake-up call. Gavin's here. So is Katie. I'm Orphan Andrew. And our baby angel, intern Kevin, about to take a lot of steps to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's happening in your life? What's going on, intern Kevin?
So you guys know how I still live with my mother.
Of course.
I have started a savings jar.
A jar? Mm-hmm.
Like are we
calling it that?
Yeah.
Yes,
let's
I'm calling it a savings jar because it is for my future home.
Like a house.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to skip the apartment part. I'm just going to go straight to becoming a homeowner.
Why?
I feel like I would be wasting my money trying to pay for monthly rent and stuff when I could just put that monthly rent that I'm supposed to get.
You're not paying monthly rent. You don't even know what paying monthly rent is like.
Hypothetically, I do.
You
give it to the landlord. So instead of writing the check and giving it to the landlord, I put it into my home jar.
Okay, so this is something that you are seeing on the near horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much money do we have in the jar?
You guys are going to be super surprised. I have saved up $400.
I'm shocked.
Thank you. It's very difficult to save that much amount with the amount of time that I have. And I've been saving that for about like 3 months now.
Wow. 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's
not.
What is that? Like 110 bucks? What is that?
100. I did 100 $30. One month, 100 another. And then the other month I was like, ooh, let's put 200
okay.
in.
Okay. I mean, you could probably afford to do a little bit more than that.
No.
You're not paying rent.
I have bills. I have food. I have dogs.
I do have some concerns. And that is that while hypothetically you are quote unquote paying rent, mm-hmm. you aren't putting even what you would pay in rent aside every month to go into your homeowner's jar. You aren't even putting enough aside to rent a room. Like if you had multiple roommates.
Okay, so then how much should I be saving a month?
Maybe like $1,200
a month. $1,200
a month?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about like if you had like an apartment. If it was your own home, probably like $1,600.
See?
Okay, so you want to go straight to buying a house,
yes.
right? Okay, how much do you think you need in this real estate climate right now? How much do you think you would need to buy a house?
Well, for the house I want a two-story, like $50,000.
Okay, so $400 in 3 months uh-huh. puts you at $50,000 in, look at that, you're dead.
Oh, no. I'm going to cut myself. Like I got to cut my losses.
Eventually, though, you know you're going to have to take it out of the jar and like put it into like a big boy bank.
No, banks take your money, Orphan.
No,
you never
that's
trust
when
the
you
bank.
Overdraw your account right. and have direct deposit.
Well, they've been taking $35 every month from me. So
that's an insufficient funds
yeah,
charge.
That's because you owe somebody something.
Right, well, then don't take it out of my bank account if I don't have money.
Can we go back to your starter home, please?
Yes.
So it's two stories.
Two stories,
okay,
yes.
Okay, how many bedrooms?
Four.
Four? Wow.
What do you need four bedrooms
five,
for?
Five.
Oh, that was too low. Okay.
Oh, is four too much?
Yes.
I'm asking you, Kevin.
Okay, if it's a starter home, three rooms. Three rooms, two bathrooms.
Okay.
One master
so
bedroom, two bedrooms.
Two baths.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Does
okay.
that
and
sound
you
more
say
reasonable?
It up, Grove?
I'm loosey goosey.
Okay.
I can go anywhere.
Okay. All right.
And as long as there's a grocery store near there,
okay.
A gas station, and a mall.
Okay.
And so you're prepared to put $50,000.
$50,000, yes.
Now you have challenged credit.
I wouldn't say challenged.
Okay, bad.
I would say proficient.
Nope. That's okay, the opposite.
A little below average.
That's okay. Also not true.
Yes, it is. My credit score has gone up since you last checked it.
Okay, really?
Are we in the fives or sixes?
Closer to the six.
Okay,
low
so you're still
six.
In the fives. Okay, so you're going to get a very high interest rate. So that's
not if
increase...
I can mingle. It's all about negotiation.
Well, the good news is, usually you don't have any contact with those people that decide that.
Yeah, I have a home buyer. I have a salesperson.
Okay, a real estate agent?
Yes, an agent, and we discuss the price.
Okay,
but what about the interest rate? Because where are you going to get the money for this house?
Bitcoin, saving up money, cryptocurrency.
Okay, forgot about his jar.
You need to get a mortgage. You need to get a loan mortgage.
Loan mortgage. Oh, from the bank. I just asked for the bank for money.
Okay, so.
But I want to pay out all in cash. So that's why I started my tip jar.
Okay,
my house jar.
So you're going to buy your house in cash?
In cash, because you never want to take out a loan at the bank. That's what I've learned.
Right, because they take your money.
They take your money and the interest rate out of that when you have to pay them back. It's more than what you borrowed. So
that's true.
So I'll just save my money now in a jar and then break it open when I get a real
estate agent. So you think you're
going to
get a house for $50,000?
$50,000 starting. Why are you guys laughing?
Okay, so let's say on average you've been saving $133 a month.
Yes.
Okay, so to save $50,000 at that rate is 375 months. Divided by 12, you will have $50,000 saved in your jar to buy a house in 31 years.
Congratulations!
106.5 The End!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.